USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Unemployment around the United States near a 50-year low before the coronavirus struck will now surge to over 16% by September as the economy withers under the impact of the outbreak, according to the Congressional Budget Office. That would far exceed the hit to the labor market during the Great Recession when the jobless rate peaked at 10%. Unemployment likely will remain in double digits into the end of 2021. The CBO's forecast underscores the pandemic's devastating impact to the economy. The nation's gross domestic product, the total value of goods and services, is expected to plunge at an annualized rate of over 40% between April and June before rebounding the second half of next year. More than 26 million Americans have applied for unemployment benefits in a little more than a month. The nation's unemployment rate, now around 15%, could eventually approach 20%. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Governors criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, for saying this week he would prefer states be able to declare bankruptcy rather than provide hundreds of billions of dollars in relief as state and local government revenue continues to dry up. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, called McConnell's suggestion outrageous and incredibly dangerous. And Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican and co-chair of the National Governors Association, said he thought McConnell probably would regret making that comment. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam signed an executive order pushing back local elections scheduled for May 5th until May 19th. The two-week period is the longest he is constitutionally allowed to delay an election without action from the state's General Assembly. Northam said at a news conference, "If you plan to vote in that election, I strongly encourage you to vote absentee by mail." Earlier this week, the House of Delegates passed a motion to postpone the election until November, but the state Senate did not agree. Legendary quarterback Tom Brady admitted to a series of comedic missteps around his new home in Tampa, Florida, including breaking and entering and trespassing. Brady, who recently signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after 2 decades with the New England Patriots, called himself out for walking into a stranger's home and being at a park against stay-at-home orders. Brady was set to meet with Bucs offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich, but accidentally visited the coach's next-door neighbor, David Kramer. Brady just let himself in, and Kramer had this to say to TMZ.
"Am I in the wrong house?" And I said, "Like, who are you looking for?" And he said, "Is this Byron's house?" Right then and there, my body just clicked. Tom Brady is in my house. By the time I could get my composure, he was like, "Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry." Grabs his bags and just is gone.
Brady was also caught earlier this month working out at a Tampa park, which had been closed to fight the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.